time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. People who know me are aware that using technology to improve performance and safety for police officers was a big part of what I used to try to do when I was active in law enforcement. Today we're going to talk about part one of the FBI's repository for individuals with special concern, they call it RISC, that works with mobile identification devices to give officers an edge by providing information about subjects on the spot. This technology is widely in use, and by tapping into a specific subset of the FBI's criminal database, RISC exponentially raises the bar on a mobile ID search. With the addition of RISC, an officer in a possibly precarious situation not only searches the state's criminal database to determine whom the officer is dealing with, but the search also links into a fine-tuned portion of the FBI's national databases. Adding the national perspective to a mobile ID search is a huge efficiency multiplier for both the officer and for public safety. When an officer on the street takes a mobile ID scan, the print is sent to the state repository for identification. If the state participates in RISC, then a submission to the state repository is simultaneously sent to the FBI's fingerprint repository through their next-generation identification system and to a refined subset of the FBI's National Crime Information Center. With approximately 2.5 million records in this databank, this simultaneous submission multiplies the possibility of a hit on a person of interest who may pose a real threat to the community or to the investigating officer, and the information is available in 5 to 10 seconds. RISC will provide one of three responses. The system sends a red hit that provides a match to a highly probable candidate. A yellow hit indicates a potential candidate match that may be used as an investigative tool or lead for further exploration. A green notification means that there is no hit in the RISC database. This can occur literally in the time it takes to fasten a seatbelt. RISC search queries include header information identifying the submitting agency and a unique submission number, but they do not include the subject's name or other biographic or event information. As a result, any prints sent in a RISC query are not added to the FBI's identity records and the prints are not retained. I will discuss the rest of this issue with special interest for our listeners in Oregon. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.